This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is calling it quits after a final show on Sunday. There's a whole lot of reasons. Not as many people buying tickets these days. Circuses are expensive. And Ringling Brothers has been under huge amounts of pressure from animal rights activists. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA as it's known, was ecstatic at the news. They've been protesting the greatest show on earth for more than 30 years now. So with the big circus taken care of, the group's got the time and the money to turn up the heat on other parts of the entertainment industry, including Hollywood. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has our story.
Ladies and gentlemen.
For PETA, the ringmaster's last turn under the lights marks a profound shift.
I think it's an indication, really, of the fact that people now see using and abusing animals for entertainment is really a throwback to a much less enlightened time.
Lisa Lange is a senior vice president at PETA. She says the group will continue to take on SeaWorld. It'll fight other circuses, roadside zoos, and
we have an entire campaign that's dedicated to animals used and abused in film and television.
PETA spends millions of dollars each year organizing grassroots campaigns against animal abuse. When it comes to animals on film, it takes a hard stand. There should be no animal actors, period.
You know, the problem is that when animals are used, corners are cut because time is money. Anyone who's been on, you know, a Hollywood production knows that they've got to move really quickly.
Hollywood has had a very long and very rough history with animals.
That's Gary Baum, a senior writer at The Hollywood Reporter. He's done extensive investigative reporting on animal abuse in the industry.
It dates back to old westerns. It goes through war films.
Take the 1939 film Jesse James.
We gotta keep going, son. Hold on.
A horse was sent careening over a cliff into water below. It died, and it caused outrage. That's when the American Humane Association got involved in filmmaking. It's behind those no animals were harmed tags you might have seen at the end of movies. Even so, says Baum, for decades more, animal actors were basically used as living props. Over the past decade or so, Hollywood has become more progressive about animal rights.
It's likely improving, but it's really a mystery. For the most part, where we're at. Oftentimes things go wrong and we end up hearing about it after the fact.
Movie producer Gavin Pallone agrees. More needs to be done to keep animals safe on sets.
I can't even remember a time where I didn't feel very sensitive about animals. I didn't have a lot of friends when I was growing up. My best friend was a cat. And then throughout my entire life, pets have been the other entities that I've been closest to.
He's a vegan. He thinks exotic animals shouldn't be used as actors. And here's the really interesting part. A movie he produced wound up on the wrong side of PETA earlier this year.
Bailey, 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 Bailey.
My name was Bailey, 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 Bailey.
A Dog's Purpose is about the bond between humans and dogs. PETA boycotted it after a video surfaced on TMZ showing a resistant dog being forced into water.
There was something that happened on the set, which was a dog was put under stress for between 35 and 40 seconds, and that shouldn't have happened.
Pallone says the video was edited to make the situation look worse than it was. He wasn't there when the incident happened, but he is upset that it happened. He sees it as a symptom of problems with the way animal oversight in Hollywood works. Even so, he doesn't agree with PETA's no animals on set standard.
The problem with that is you can't replace every animal with a digital animal.
He says the cost of a movie like A Dog's Purpose would have jumped from 20-some million to more than $100 million. And at that price, he says, it just wouldn't have been made.
If people at home and children start watching television and movies and they don't see any animals, then that disconnects them from animals.
But that worry is unlikely to temper PETA's mission, especially coming off a win like the end of the circus. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.